With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Firefighters in California are still struggling to bring two massive wildfires under control.
There's a lot of dry weather. There's a lot of dry vegetation. It hasn't rained in something like 211 days in this region. So, you know, there are a lot of issues out here.
Wall Street Journal reporter Aaron Aylworth has the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. A new report suggests North Korea is still working on its missile sites as talks with the U.S. have stalled. The report from the Center for Strategic and International Studies found that North Korea maintains about 20 missile operating bases it hasn't disclosed to the United States, which it continues to maintain and improve. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un hasn't explicitly committed to freezing nuclear and missile programs, but critics say the satellite imagery is proof he hasn't yet made a strategic shift from the nuclear program. OPEC is defending itself, saying it's not at risk of disbanding, and that a world without the organization would be chaotic. The defense follows news last week that Saudi Arabia is funding research on how a possible breakup would impact oil markets. The Vatican is ordering Roman Catholic bishops across the United States not to take any action at their annual meeting this week to address the church's sex abuse crisis. The Vatican is instead insisting that any official actions will have to wait until a global summit on the issue in February. Bishops had planned votes this week to address the sex abuse crisis. SoftBank says it will aim to raise more than $20 billion with the initial public offering of its Japanese mobile unit set for late December. The $20 billion target falls short of Alibaba's record $25 billion in 2014. But the IPO plus plans to sell control of Sprint to T-Mobile, if regulators approve the deal, could help SoftBank pay off its debt. Comics legend Stan Lee, who co-created Spider-Man, The Avengers, and The X-Men, has died at the age of 95. Lee wrote the origin and early stories for many of the characters who have since come to movie screens and become a multi-billion dollar business for Walt Disney. Lee was also a constant ambassador for his craft, tirelessly fighting for comic books to be taken seriously as part of American pop culture. Still to come, the latest on the wildfires in California. Firefighters in California are still battling two deadly wildfires that have put 250,000 residents under evacuation. Both fires grew in size over the weekend, and firefighters are still struggling to bring them under control. Joining us now via Skype from Chico, California, is Wall Street Journal reporter Aaron Aylworth. Aaron, you are near Camp Fire, one of those two massive wildfires. The other is the Woolsey Fire in Southern California. Camp Fire has now been declared the most destructive in California history. What have you been seeing on the ground there?
The sky is very hazy. The sun is just this orange ball behind all of the haze around us. Whenever the wind picks up just a tiny bit, there's a bunch of ash that's swirling around. And I got here just as firefighters were getting ready for basically their morning update before they go out and, battle this blaze some more. And so I listened to that, and, the officials that I spoke with basically called this fire, still extremely dangerous. There's a lot of dry weather. There's a lot of dry vegetation. It hasn't rained in something like 211 days in this region. So, there are a lot of issues out here.
So you mentioned some of the challenges here. Both of these fires grew in size over the weekend. I know wind is also a major concern in the days ahead. Can you tell us about the specific challenges firefighters are now facing in bringing these blazes under control?
Yes, they talked about this in the meeting on Monday morning. Basically, the officials out here say it's really dry, and it's been dry for a while. It hasn't rained in something like 211 days. What that means is that there's just a lot of dry vegetation. And Paradise, one of the towns that has been hard hit out here, it was basically a lot of A-framed houses. So that was just more fuel for this fire. So getting a handle on that, paying attention to those weather conditions, knowing what the fire is going to do next, or at least trying to predict it, that's what they're trying to do out here.
Residents are also being warned about air quality as the fires continue to burn. How are California residents coping in general? Nearly a quarter million are under evacuation. What are the needs right now, and what will be the needs in the days ahead?
Well, a lot of people didn't have a lot of time to leave their houses, so weren't able to pack a bunch of stuff. I just spoke with one lady named Cynthia who told me that she was able to, you know, get in her car with essentially her cell phone and her chargers and the pile of dirty laundry that she'd already loaded in the car, you know, for a trip to the laundromat. And so she is now waiting here at the fairgrounds. She's going to get a pickup from the Red Cross to go to a shelter. But that's really what a lot of people need, is a place to stay. Hotel rooms here are pretty much booked solid. So people are trying to stay with friends and family. They're also trying to get their hands on these things. It's a little mask because the air quality out here is really bad. It's so hazy. As I said before, there's ash swirling around. You know, it kind of makes your throat itch. You know, and when I arrived late Sunday night in Sacramento, you could even smell the smoke all the way over there.
Erin, as these fires are still raging, what can you tell us about early assessments of the damage so far? What are experts saying right now?
There's a lot of damage. There are thousands of homes destroyed just in this fire. This fire has destroyed something like 6,400 single residences and then a couple hundred commercial buildings as well. And that does not include, you know, buildings that were also just damaged. So it's a bad fire.
Erin, anything you're hearing from firefighters, emergency workers about how residents can continue to be vigilant as these fires are still burning?
You know, it's just a continued caution from everyone that I talk to about how fast fire moves. I was speaking with one official early Monday morning who was comparing this fire to the ones that swept the wine country in October last year. And that fire at the very beginning was estimated to have burned something like a football field every 3 seconds. This fire, the official that I spoke with earlier told me, seems to have moved faster. So the caution for residents is don't wait. If you see the fire headed your way, just leave now if you can.
Good advice to keep in mind. Erin Aylworth, Wall Street Journal reporter, joining us from Chico, California. Thank you so much, Erin.
Absolutely.
And for more information and updates on the California wildfires, head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.